Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature another four Motown artists and their first and last top 40 Billboard pop charting song. This half hour, we'll hear from Jermaine Jackson, Jimmy Ruffin, Thelma Houston, and Rockwell. All coming up to the next half hour as we kick it off with Jermaine Jackson's first top 40, Daddy's Home, right here on Motown Memories.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently. Yeah, yeah. Daddy's home. Your daddy's home to stay. Yeah, yeah. How I've waited for this moment to be by your side.
Miles away. Yeah, yeah. with Tom Fallon.
To hold her tight. Oh yeah.
A Motown memory from Jimmy Ruff and his last top 40 on the Motown record label, Got to Give Her All the Love I've Got. They reached number 29 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1973. Before that, his first top 40 only 1 year previously in 1966, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted reaching number 7. Before that, Jermaine Jackson's last top 40 on the Motown record label, Let Me Tickle Your Fancy, and they reached number 18 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1982. And we started with Jermaine's Daddy's Home, his first top 40 on the Motown record label, reaching number 9 from 1973. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 8 different Motown artists and their first and last Billboard charting song on the Motown record label. Well, coming up, Thelma Houston's smash hit, reaching number 1, her first top 40, Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, Don't Leave Me This Way was written by Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff, and Cary Gilbert, and it first charted as a hit for Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, featuring Teddy Pendergast. Well, 1977's Don't Leave Me This Way was a huge disco hit for Thelma Houston and turned out to be her only successful song. Well, Don't Leave Me This Way was originally assigned to Diana Ross, as it was intended to be a follow-up to her hit Love Hangover, but it was reassigned and given to the upcoming Motown artist Thelma Houston instead. Well, Thelma's version of Don't Leave Me This Way became a massive international hit, topping the soul single chart, and 9 weeks later, the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 1 week in April of 1977. The song peaked at number 13 in the UK, and it went to number 1 on the disco chart. Well, later in 1977, it was featured in the soundtrack of the movie called Looking for Mr. Goodbar, and in 1978, Don't Leave Me This Way won the award for Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance Female at the 20th Annual Grammy Awards. Well, Don't Leave Me This Way was revived in 1995 in several remixes, which reached number 19 in the U.S. Billboard Dance Charts and number 35 in the U.K. This version got Thelma Houston ranked number 86 on VH1's 100 Greatest One-Hit Wonders, as well as the number 2 spot on their 100 Greatest Dance Songs list. Well, here is Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown. Oh,
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone. need to wash my hair, 'cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touched, but maybe showers remind me of psycho tumor. That's why
I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me, who's playing tricks on me.
Rest.
Well, that was Rockwell, which was Berry Gordy's son, Kennedy Jr. He only had two songs that charted in the top 40. This was the second one, or the last one, Obscene Phone Caller, reaching number 35 from 1984. And earlier that same year, he had the smash hit Somebody's Watching Me, reaching number 2 from 1984. Before that, Thelma Houston's last top 40, same situation. She only had two top 40 songs. This one was her last, Saturday Night, Sunday Morning, reaching number 34 from 1979. And her first top 40 was her smash hit, Thelma's Don't Leave Me This Way, reaching number 1 from 1977. Well, this hour, we featured six different Motown artists and their first and last top 40 hit on the Billboard charts.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.